The MTA returns to the bargaining table in Albany this morning in an effort to hash out an agreement on its rescue plan. So far, the Speaker of the Assembly, Sheldon Silver, says he's getting behind a limited bridge tolling plan.
I've said from day one, the MTA board's doomsday budget, which has tremendous fare increase, tremendous service cuts, is unacceptable to me and unacceptable to members of my conference.
But the Senate Minority Leader Dean Skelo says he is not going to help get the plan passed in his chamber.
There is no support in terms of a payroll tax. Again, I think that's counterproductive because people are just going to leave our state.
And it's clear whether the Democratic Majority Leader Malcolm Smith, it's unclear rather whether Malcolm Smith has the will or the votes to pass the plan himself. Joining me to discuss the latest developments is WNYC's transportation reporter Matthew Sherman. So Matthew, this situation is a bit of a reverse from last year when Sheldon Silver opposed Mayor Bloomberg's congestion pricing plan, wasn't it?
Right. And that's the irony, is that to some extent, congestion pricing, East River Bridge tolls, we're talking about the same thing, a charge to drive into Manhattan. One big difference here is that the MTA this year is facing a $1.2 billion deficit, threatening these severe service cuts, fare hikes, that sort of thing. Another big reason is that Shelley Silver is pretty close comparatively to Richard Ravitch, the former MTA chairman, who is the author of this year's plan, and not so close with Mayor Bloomberg.
But now the problem is in the state Senate, where the Democrats have a 32-30 majority over the Republicans. Dean Skelo says not one Republican will vote for this. Where do the Democrats stand?
They're straddling the fence at this point. They say they want changes to the bill to ensure greater accountability. To some extent, this is political theater. For example, Malcolm Smith, the Senate majority leader, made a big show of how he got the MTA to open its books earlier this week. The MTA says its books are always open. In fact, all the MTA gave Malcolm Smith were the certified financial audits that are on its website and that it gives out at meetings all the time. So that suggests that the Senate Democrats are trying to buy some time, trying to find a way to support this. On the other hand, there are two Senate Democrats who've really dug in their heels, and it's going to be hard with that narrow majority to find the necessary votes to pass this.
Now, originally, the MTA wanted $5 tolls on the East and Harlem River bridges, but they're willing to go along with tying it to the subway fare, which would bring it down to $2 tolls at current rates. Doesn't this raise questions about why the MTA was asking for $5 in the first place?
Yes, and that's one of the big questions the Senate Democrats have. The MTA's response is, well, we'd love $5, but we'll take $2. It will eliminate the need for a drastic fare hike. A fare hike more like 8% is what they're foreseeing. Eliminate the need for severe service cuts, but probably limit the expansion capacity, station rehabilitations, and that sort of thing in the future.
So what happens now?
Well, today, Gary DeLaverson, the chief financial officer, goes back to Albany and talks with the governor, state Senate majority, state assembly majority, tries to reassure them that the MTA is trustworthy. Meanwhile, advocates are trying to pick off a couple of Republicans here in the Senate, here in the city and also upstate, where they manufacture things like buses and subway cars. And the MTA says it has to get a decision by March 25th.
And just very briefly, what about the $1 billion in stimulus money? Won't that help?
Hell, not really. The MTA spends $4 or $5 billion a year on capital projects, and this money wouldn't be going to cover operating expenses.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman.